The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt. I am joined on the line by James from State Cinemas. That can mean only one thing. It is time for another At The Flicks. Kia ora, James. Thank you so much for joining us.
Kia ora, mate. Absolutely lovely to be here.
Yeah. It's been a week. What has been happening in the world of cinema since we last talked?
Oh, in the world of cinema, it's all go. It's all go, as always. In the world of cinema generally and State Cinema in particular.
Okay.
Did you want more specific?
Yeah, a little bit. Tell us some highlights. How did the Star Wars Episode 3 anniversary screenings go?
Well, despite your best efforts, some people did come and see it, which was good. And it was solidly attended.
Nice.
Very exciting. And it is great, despite your doubt, to see such a big film,
yeah,
on the big screen, right? It's we don't, in these ages, this time of home streaming and watching, you know, from your sofa, you don't get a chance. One sometimes forgets how good that big screen
experience
is, which is what we're all about, obviously. And it's as these 20th anniversaries and 30th anniversaries and 40th anniversaries keep rolling on, it's great to see some of the old classics screened as they were intended to be seen. Eating popcorn.
It's the immersion thing. You can't help but immerse yourself in the world. And I do like that, where you're still ideally not viewing another screen. You're not twin screening it like we tend to do it at home. It's so easy to be distracted. Whereas in the cinema, you are locking in. The sound is right around you. The screen is massive. It's win-win.
You are so right, and that the second screen thing is such a killer for complexity of plot and of nuance, right? And the cinema also can bring, as we've seen with a Minecraft movie, that communal aspect to theatre going, which. Again, you just don't get it unless you can fit 100 people in your living room, which I can't.
I don't think I know 100 people. So you mentioned the Mines. How's that? Is it still tracking well with the youth?
The children are still yearning for the Mines. The chicken jockey has only caused a few controversial moments. I have had to wag that, you know, parental figure finger at a couple of groups, but all in good humor. And as soon as people have been told that perhaps it would be better if you weren't quite so annoying, they sat down and enjoyed the rest of the film. So I'm firmly behind the Minecraft film phenomena. I think it's been terrific fun. It's been vibrant, and it's been a breath of fresh air.
Nice. Yeah, look, I haven't been there yet, but I know of a few kids who have seen it and want to see it again. They're begging their parents to go again.
We've had people coming out smiling and happy, and I had on my last shift a beautiful middle-aged couple, if you're not middle-aged, forgive me, who were there on their 20th wedding anniversary, and who just came out so happy. So they had chosen to come to the cinema, to our cinema, State Cinema, to spend their 20th wedding anniversary. And it was perfect for them. It was actually brought a tear to this little eye, melted some of this cold, cold, dark heart.
Wow. Okay. Upon that revelation, let's talk about what's coming up. What maybe, if you've got a special anniversary coming up, you might want to go down and see.
Quite so. Good link, Matt. You've done this before, haven't you?
I've done this once or twice.
Opening this week proper is the Marvel Thunderbolts asterisk film, which is the kind of the scuzzier, slightly more darker version of the Marvel cinematic universe, starring the wonderful Florence Pugh, who really holds this film together and is gives it some gravitas that Marvel films don't always have.
Yeah.
Getting really solid reviews, and that's opening. We had a preview last week, opening for real this week. And that one, I would say, anyone who's fallen off the Marvel Cinematic Universe bandwagon, this is a good start, a good place to get back on in anticipation for the upcoming Avengers films, which are coming back.
Okay, all right. And, yes?
I understood at least some of those words.
Yeah, I'm... Is it another one? I'm assuming there'll be something at the end. They always have that little piece, as far as my memory carries, at the end of a Marvel movie, post-credits.
They do, which is always worth sticking around for. It's spread from Marvel films to many more films released these days have an end of credit. Minecraft, for example, has an end of credit scene, which is fantastic for the audience. You really get your money's worth. You stay for the entire, 180 minutes of the film. You get to sit through the credits watching who the second post-production gaffer was for that film. And you also get to see the cinema attendees waiting outside the auditorium with their little brush in hand, desperate to get in and clean up your mess in order for the next film to go in 2 minutes.
Okay, all right. So they're both a blessing and a curse is what I'm going to say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're going to see, is it Thunderbolts? Was it plural?
It's Thunderbolts with an asterisk.
Oh, with an asterisk. That's right. The we're not sure what the asterisks mean, but young people will know. Asterisks.
Young people will be, as I believe young people are saying, across that.
Okay. All right. So we've got the Avengers movie, the new one. Well, no, not the Avengers, the new Marvel movie, Thunderbolts asterisk. How many times is it screening? How can we see it?
That is, as ever, a terrific question, and a question that I have, of course, at my fingertips.
Yeah.
So if you just... hold the conversation for a moment, Matt.
Yeah.
I've got them all up on Windows except this one.
Ah, good. Good.
Because I am ever the professional.
You're on hold.
I can hear the music going on in the background. A little bit of elevator music.
Yeah.
Which you can always use at state cinemas if you need to get up to the second floor of our auditory theatre. There is a fabulous elevator.
Wow.
There.
What a segue. What a segue. Does it have music?
I know, right? Yeah. So, Thunderbolts asterisk is screening daily 10:50 a.m., 12:50 p.m., 3:30, 5:50, and 8:30 p.m., generally in Cinema One, which is where you want to see a big, bangy, crashy film.
Yep.
Best sound in the top of the South by a long way. In the South Island. Nay, in New Zealand, right?
Okay.
And that's a rated M.
Nice.
You have to be mature to watch it.
Okay, that some of us will be excluded off the bat. But anyway, all right. So if you're maybe not into the Marvel Universe, what else can you offer us this week?
Do you have sound effects there? Can you do a sound effect of a handbrake turn? Because I'm about to do one.
Okay. Yeah.
You drive a lawnmower, do you?
I have a push bike.
Oh, bless you, which is very good for the environment.
Yes.
So we also have coming out this week what looks to be a fascinating documentary film. Marlon Williams, the New Zealand sort of folk-esque singer-songwriter, South Island born, Littleton, I believe.
Yes.
So he has a film coming out about kind of his story up to now.
Wow.
And also about the recording of and writing and recording of his latest album. It's called Ngā Ao e Rua.
Yes.
Forgive my pronunciation. I took my best shot at it. Two Worlds in English. It's a record recorded entirely in Te Reo Māori, which is fabulous, especially kind of, we won't get political, but, as Te Reo is slightly under attack by the current government, it's great from my point of view anyway, that this is being promoted.
Yes.
And he's a world-class artist. And the previews of the documentary seem absolutely fascinating. He is nothing if not, you know, honest and heartfelt. He doesn't do the kind of PR media speak. What you see is very much heart on sleeve stuff. Beautiful footage of our area, our landscape, and it sounds like an important. And important can often disguise or can often get in the way of quality, right, of entertainment. But this seems both important and entertaining and heartfelt. It looks to be a fascinating watch, one that I'm certainly going to do, and I hope many, many people too.
Ah, yes. He's got such a sweet voice too, you've got to say, Mr. Marlon Williams.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan.
Hmm. All right. Well, there's something. I did not know about you, James. So, okay. So the movie Marlon Williams Na'au E Rua, Two Worlds. So now it's a documentary.
No, I was just about to. I was about to say what you were going to ask. It's exempt from classification.
Okay.
So it's. Anyone can go. You don't even have to be mature. You have to be exempt.
Okay.
and that is playing daily 10:40 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 8:40 p.m.
Cool.
Highly, highly recommended.
Yes, I think Kiwis should go along and see it. What a talent. And Littleton itself has created some amazing musicians over the years.
Isn't it strange how geographical areas, often unusual or unsuspected ones, can have these pockets of fermenting talent. And Littleton, absolutely, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, definitely worth checking out the Marlon Williams movie. Once again, exempt from classification. Are you showing it with regularity?
Yes, daily. Daily at the times that I mentioned 2 minutes ago.
Jeez, okay.
Which were, lest we forget, 10:40 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 8:40 p.m.
Thank you very much, Monday, James.
We missed the first session because we opened slightly later on account of having to get some admin and things done, you know.
Fair enough. Okay, thank you for keeping me on track. All right, so we've had two quite diverse movies come up so far. Where are you going to take us next?
Well, I'm going to take you to your favourite place to go, which is, as we all know, the land of romantic comedy.
Oh yeah! All right.
Oh yeah!
What have we got?
It's another Kiwi film. This is called The People We Love. It's a romantic comedy. It's probably more skewing drama than comedy. But it's a small family-based drama about an aspiring author whose book of short stories gets turned down by a publisher. Turned down, but with, you know, with positivity, with, you know, encouragement, an encouraging rejection, which to me is the best kind of rejection. she lives at home with her mum and father, and all these dramas going on around her, rekindling a romance or relationship with her neighbor, which she plows into her next work of fiction.
Ooh.
Or is it fiction?
Oh, right. Okay.
And then that gets released to acclaim, and family read it and recognize some similarities between the characters in the work and the characters in their lives.
Oh.
And to their consternation. And it's all about how those feelings and those kind of interlocking storylines play out.
Okay, all right. Good to see New Zealand cinema. Got to say,
absolutely. We are riding a little crest of a wave. I was just reading an article in the UK Guardian about Tina, which is beginning to get international release now in some festivals and. Hopefully will make waves in the way that a few of our other big films, Whale Rider and Boy, come to mind.
True, cool.
Have made.
Yes. All right. Well, go Tina. I heard nothing but positives about that. And the people we love, hopefully it holds up its end of the bargain as well. So, yeah, if you're into, what did you call it? It was a romantic comedy?
Yes, comedy drama. Okay. Probably more accurate.
Yeah, all right.
That's another one that you and I are precluded from seeing because it's rated M for mature. And it's screening daily 1:20 p.m., 6:10 p.m. and 8:10 p.m.
All right. And check out the trailer if you want to know more on the website statecinemas.co.nz. So a couple of Kiwi films so far. Anything else in New Zealand, or do we have to head offshore for the rest of the show?
Matt, I'm going to take you on a little tour. I'm going to take you from New Zealand to India. So we have, last week we had Tudaram, which was a Malayalam film. Mm-hmm. That did pretty well last week, so we're carrying that over. That is an R16, so it's a comedy, but it's a gritty comedy.
Sure.
An artistic thing. And that's in Malayalam. And I have been doing my very best to learn a little bit of Malayalam.
Wow.
The patrons of our Malayalam screenings are being just wonderfully patient with my pronunciation of the title of their films, and they're helping me. So I need to say to you, Matt, Nani, which means thank you in Malayalam. Nani, for all the help you've given me making these world-class radio shows.
Excellent. World-class. I will say right back at you then. How about that?
Nani.
Hey, so where are we going then? Are we sticking with Malayalam, or have we got something different this week? I know that one is carrying through from last week. Get your head together, Matt.
The Tudaram is coming back for a second week. Often the Indian cinema films come for 1 week only.
Sure.
Come and go.
Okay.
But Tudaram is second week.
Brilliant.
Screening.
All right.
We also
have
a new Indian film called Raid 2, which is a sequel to Raid. Huh. And that's a Hindi film.
Okay.
So it's, the rating of this one is to be confirmed, but it looks to me very much like an R16 minimum. So please, please, please bring your identification if you're on the cusp.
Yes.
And don't bring children or babies to it, because they're not going to be 16. It's another Indian film where beards and moustaches feature heavily. More beards than moustaches this time, I think.
Yes.
But it looked very good. It looks bangy, crashy, shiny, high drama. It's quite a well-known film.
Okay.
Hindi, because I think well worth seeing.
All right. And if you want to watch the trailer, it will be up on the State Cinema's website. When can we see Raid 2, yet to be confirmed for a rating?
So we have two screenings, one on Friday, May the 2nd, 2025 at 8 p.m. and one Sunday, May the 4th at 8 p.m.
All right. I was hoping you'd say that. Star Wars Day. Woo!
We screened Revenge of the Sith a week early.
I know. Oh, you did. But anyway, that's the world. That was the world. That wasn't you guys. That was the world brought that about.
I think that about all my mistakes.
Okay, so another bit of Bollywood with Raid 2. If you've seen the first one, you'll know what to expect in number 2. Again, trailer on the website statecinemas.co.nz.
Absolutely, I'm thinking I might need to get some of our Indian patrons to maybe record a little segment for you, because they're going to be much better informed about the nature of Indian cinema and what we've got coming up.
True.
So I'll work on that for you, Matt.
All right. Hey, thank you there. Now, have we got any more new releases up this week?
So that's brought us up to date with new releases and individual films of note that I'd like to talk about this week. But what I'd like to move on to is that we are moving into festival season.
Yeah.
And festival season is one of the things that I like most about our cinema year. And it's being kicked off with the Resine Architecture and Design Film Festival, which is running from the 8th to the 21st of May. So that is it's not going to take rocket surgery to figure out what sort of films these are. It's all films about architecture and design.
And design.
Really, really interesting stuff, actually. And tickets are on sale now. So hop onto the website, see the trailer, see what's coming out, and please do get involved with that one. It's some really interesting films coming out.
All right. And can you book ahead of time?
You can book now, right now, as we speak, in real time.
All right. So don't want to miss out on some of these because they will be very short run. Are they screening more than once, or are they sort of one and done each movie?
One or two okay. sessions, mostly one. The Razin Film Festival is shorter.
Yep.
So it's 8th to 21st.
Okay. So yep.
Go on.
I was going to say, so jump onto the State Cinema's website, and it is under Red F, in the header bar there, which I guess is the Razin Architect and Design Film Festival.
It is. It's that commonly known in everyday parlance acronym, the RADF.
Okay, so that's coming up, which is good. But I see, looking at the website, you've always also got the French FF.
We do also have the French FF.
Tell us about that.
You're getting very good at this. I don't need to be here. Yeah. I'm going to go and have a cup of tea. So the Intrepid French Film Festival, Intrepid, the travel company, sponsors of this year's French Film Festival, nice. Aotearoa 2025. Also, tickets on sale now, and that is running from the 28th of May through to the 18th of June, so a longer runtime, multiple showings for the films, and a really, really good catalogue of films playing this year. Three highlights for me are Aznavour, the biography, biopic,
yes.
of Charles Aznavour, the French chansonnier singer, looks really good. Does what Piaf did.
Yes, yes, yes.
For Edith Piaf. Any interest in music worldwide, please go and see that one. The Count of Monte Cristo should be swashbuckling fun. So again, please go and see that. But kind of the highlight looking for me is a film called Holy Cow, which is getting 5-star reviews worldwide. And it's an ode to community resilience. I've written down a note here that I can't read. It's an ode to community resilience, love, and cheese.
Oh, wow.
It's really, really getting 5-star reviews, and it looks like a really sweet-hearted little film.
Okay.
Kind of very French.
Yes.
As French as fromage.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Okay. And it is always a good film festival. Now, quite often you have a bit of a shindig on that night. Is that booked in?
I believe so. So the opening night of the French Film Festival will feature wine and cheese from 6:45 p.m.
All right.
Starting at 7:30 p.m. And we are opening with Monsieur Aznavour.
Okay. All right. Opening night was, what date? The 28th. So plenty of time to think about it. Okay. Probably not plenty of time to book a ticket, though. Maybe thinking about doing that sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Tickets on sale now. Please do book early, because the French film festivals, like the Italian and the international and the British, do book out early. Very popular, and it's a very strong selection this year.
Yeah, okay. And are there physical format sort of programs for that one, or do you need to head online?
Heading online is always great, but at State Cinemas we have the really fabulous little leaflet booklet of the showings, and you can flick through that. And I remember back in my pre-working estate days going in to pick up festival brochures, especially the international, and writing little ticks and little comments about which ones I wanted to see, and then realizing that I was about to spend about $1,000 on tickets and having to get it down to only seeing 5.
I know that feeling.
Do pop in and pick up a brochure.
I know that feeling. And there is nothing like doing that with the physical brochure, but it is all online and you can click on the film, you can watch the trailers. Easy as. But yeah, if you want to do that, quite exciting thing of going through and selecting and scribbling on the pages. That is always, I think, It's part of the fabric of a film festival.
It is, Matt, and I think it's part of the ebb and flow of Nelson's year. You know, I think we talked last week about how an evening out of Stefano's in State Cinemas is an iconic Nelson night. It's a really looked forward to time that these festivals coming out. So I'd encourage you to pop in, see us, collect a brochure and book those thousands of tickets.
All right. Sounds like a worthwhile thing to do with your time. Look, James, is there anything you want to add before we wrap up this edition of At The Flicks?
Nothing in particular. Just thank you. Thank you, everyone, for continuing to come out and support us. We really love having you guys come and watch films at our beautiful little cinema. Beautiful. Actually, quite big cinema. Keep on coming down, and thank you so much.
It is. From the frontage coming in, it is a little bit like the TARDIS, you've got to say. It sort of opens up into a large array of cinemas. So well done, everyone in the team.
And Cinema One especially, any big film, any music film, it's the biggest screen in the top of the South by a long way. Mm. And we have got world-class sound.
Oh, the sound is amazing. The sound is amazing. James, thank you once again for joining us for another At The Flicks, catching up with what is happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. We will leave it here for another week and hopefully catch up with you again same time next week.
Thank you, Matt. Kaki day.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.